You might be surprised to hear that many people in New York City will pay big bucks to eat a meal cooked, well, like your great-grandmother might have eaten during the Great Depression. It turns out that Appalachian culture is becoming pretty hip, and that new Appalachian hipness is something Mark Lynn Ferguson has written a lot about. He's the creator of a blog called The Revivalist, Word from the Appalachian South. In the last few years, he's noticed that more and more chefs across the country are starting to cook what they are calling Appalachian cuisine. Yes, it is a thing. I caught up with him to talk about the Appalachian revival that he's been noticing. Mark Lynn Ferguson grew up in Roanoke, Virginia, where his family's roots date back for hundreds of years. Like many Appalachians, he didn't think there was anything very special about Appalachia, and he left the area when he went to college. But the more he traveled, the more he missed home. Then, 5 years ago, he had an idea.
I'm a little embarrassed to admit it, but by that point, I had been living outside of Appalachia about as long as I had been living inside of Appalachia. And I guess if you ask anybody who's left the mountains, they'll tell you that they stick with you. And no matter where I moved or how far I went from home, I always felt like a mountain boy at heart. And eventually I decided I had to get back and I wanted to be closer. So I moved from Boston, where I'd been living for about 8 years, down to DC. And that was better. That put me about an hour and a half drive from some really good hiking in the Blue Ridge Mountains. But it still didn't make Appalachia a day-to-day part of my life. And eventually, I decided that if I started a blog, I would be able to do that. So I started The Revivalist to stay connected to my homeland.
Mark says he called it The Revivalist because he's seeing a revival of interest in Appalachian culture. And he also wants to help introduce the joys of life in Appalachia to more people.
You know, I think Roanoke and really all of Appalachia is seeing a big revival. And I should say that parts of the region are still struggling and they're having a hard time economically, and we need to figure out how to continue helping them improve. But a lot of areas, including the Panhandle of West Virginia, Shenandoah Valley, Roanoke, Asheville, Eastern Tennessee, they're doing really well. And I think our cultural influence outside the mountains has never been bigger.
Mark's referring to the surge in more and more tourists from D.C. and other cities coming to towns like Asheville, North Carolina, Lewisburg, West Virginia, and the Great Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. And a large part of this draw, Mark thinks, is the growing popularity of Appalachian heritage, including our food.
Yeah, I think this is the next big area of growth for Appalachian culture, and it's one that's just now taking off. I've seen several Appalachian cookbooks hit the shelves in recent years, but I think that's exactly what's happening. Chefs, whether they're in Charleston or in Chicago, are starting to discover our food traditions.
One of the things that defines what Mark sees as a growing popularity in Appalachian food is that most of these chefs cook with ingredients that are sourced from the wild.
One example that jumps out for me immediately is ramps. It may be the best example. It used to be that, you know, only mountain folks would go stomping around in the woods and dig up these leeks and take them to their kitchens and stink up the whole house with them. But now they're at every farmer's market. They're huge in the cities. You can't go to New York in the springtime and not see it on restaurant menus there.
Still, Mark admits that this growing popularity for wild foods like ramps does have its drawbacks. All this big city love for wild ramps could actually be depleting the ramp population in the forest here in Appalachia. In the Great Smoky Mountain National Park in Tennessee, concerns for wild ramps led to a ban of harvesting there in 2004. Mark doesn't think folks in the big cities are aware of the impact their fancy dinners may be having on the wild ramp populations here in the Appalachia.
I would love to say they're being that thoughtful, but I don't know that that's the case. And I have heard similar concerns about, you know, really destroying ramp populations in forests and over-cultivating them.
And as with ramps, Mark recognizes that the entire revival of Appalachian culture poses another really complicated issue. What's the ultimate price and payoff of Appalachian culture suddenly becoming popular and enticing to big city yuppies?
You know, I think it's a double-edged sword. There's always the risk of misappropriation, but after, I can't even say decades, more than a century of bad press about Appalachia and us being stereotyped as ignorant and backwoods and poverty-stricken and hillbillies, a little bit of appropriation might actually help us out. I think we're in a really interesting time with Appalachian food. You've got the culinary elite starting to really draw inspiration from it and replicate it in their restaurants. Yet back home, I think a lot of regular folks are less connected to our food traditions than their parents and their grandparents were. And I include myself in that category. I was raised in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and growing up, nobody was handing me a pawpaw or feeding me apple stack cake or giving me Kushaw pie.
Kushaw pie, by the way, is kind of like Appalachian pumpkin pie made with squash. Pawpaws are a fruit that grow wild in Appalachia. And as for apple stack cake, just imagine dried apples, molasses, and buttermilk all baked in an iron skillet.
I did, however, eat a whole lot of Little Debbie Swiss cake rolls, and I ate a lot of McRibs, and I love Krispy Kreme donuts. And I think there are probably a lot of people who are like me.
Mark says maybe it's all Appalachian cuisine, the junk food and the traditional dishes.
So this weird place that we're in, where you have fancy restaurants serving Appalachian food, but us eating less of it back home, really has got me to thinking lately and asking, what does Appalachian food mean anymore?
So all this has led Mark to celebrate the Revivalist blog's 5-year anniversary with a special photo contest called Appalachian Appetite. And dozens of people have submitted their photos of their favorite Appalachian food. The grand prize winner of the Revivalist photo contest is going to be rewarded with a 2-night getaway at the historic Mass Farm Inn in Valley Crucis, North Carolina. Just near the Pisgah National Forest, the inn's restaurant serves North Carolina rainbow trout and grits from cornmeal that's ground at a South Carolinian mill. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd in Charleston.